I love pie. I have always loved pie. When I was 12 years old, I made my first pie, a cherry pie with a lattice top. I was inordinately proud of that pie, which was the best pie ever created in the history of baking. Now, of course, I can't even recall whether I made it from canned or fresh cherries, but I know that it was delicious and that I made it all by myself. You can see that pie and I have a history. Over the years, I have had my failures, of course. There are so many variables in baking even a simple pie crust, which has only 4 ingredients, that there are bound to be failures. You just keep doing it over and over until you finally get it all sorted out. And my love of pie always spurred me on, the eternal quest for the perfect crust. According to family legend, my first husband's grandfather, Papa M., insisted on having a freshly baked pie every day at his noon meal, called dinner. So every morning of her married life, Mama M. baked him a pie. No one ever told me who ate the leftovers, especially during the years before they had children. Occasionally, I fantasize about that long line of pies, 365 of them every year for, what, 40 years? 50 years? Papa M. lived well into his 80s, so maybe pie is the key to longevity. I want to share with you what I know about making pie crust. Recipes for specific kinds of pie are easy to find, and you probably already have your own favorites. But pie crust, the true underpinning of the pie, is tricky to make.